views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Well, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Hey, Mr. Benny, we got another good one today.
You know we do.
Well, look, I have been talking about a couple things here to kick off 2019, Benny. It's almost like I'm a little broken record. It's like there's a new energy. There's an energy. And so the minute that I opened up this first show of the year back a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking about astrology in only the way that I know. I'm not an astrology expert, and many of you have emailed me and have said, yep, you're not an astrology expert, Pat. But I was really kind of excited about a couple of things, especially around the planets, especially around what people say are my ruling planet. But then I was reminded, and I'm still reminded today, that this is really about an energy. And it's an energy that I think many of us started to feel in 2018. You know, almost like it was cyclical, almost like there was this circular motion of I've been here before, but not quite. And so in my limited knowledge, Benny, what I did is I took the first three or four emails I got from listeners that said, oh, Pat, because you're like a quadruple Sagittarian, Jupiter returned to Sagittarius. So that was the beginning. But then Linda schedules Dr. Pierre Orlane and Cullen Baird Smith, and I get a book that is so fascinating to me. And I see it's part of the book. There is what they call subtitles in a book. And we're going to hear about this in a minute. Charting the Spirals of Consciousness. Now, all of a sudden, I'm now fascinated. Now, here I am. And I'm reading this book. And by the way, I've gone through the book one time and I'm going back because you cannot go through a book like this and go through a book like this that quickly. But now I've gone back and I'm looking at things I hope they don't mind. They're listening to this show now. They're my very special guest today. But as I'm going through it, I'm reading about cardiac coherence. And I think, well, wait a minute, let's talk about that. Then now I'm reading about the blend, the marriage, the interrelationship between astrology or astrological phenomenon. Now I'm looking at things that are talked about in this fabulous book, societal imprinting. Why do I relate to being born in the Bronx? I don't live in the Bronx anymore, but what is it about that's part of my soul? Well, enough of me. Today, we're talking about an incredible journey, a fabulous book, two amazing people that must have taken their life's work, put it together, and have just opened up the biggest portal for us to understand complexities, inclusiveness, and the energy of everything. Dr. Pia Cullen, great to have you.
Thank you. We are really excited to be here with you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. We're really happy to be on your show.
You gave a fantastic introduction, and I know that we're going to have a fantastic conversation around this book.
I got to start at the beginning. And it's not my beginning. It's y'all's beginning. Here's what it is. I want to ask you each. I just briefly introduced you. You are co-authors, but you're way more than that. You know, you are folks that have been, carrying a torch, leading the charge, maybe many past lives, I don't know, you know, intuitors, astrologers. And by the way, Benny, let's open up the phone lines today because we are taking calls. We are going to provide information and readings for people. But I want to ask each of you, what challenge, what obstacles did each of you have to overcome to not only bring you to this very moment, but to write this mega book? Who wants to go first? Dr. Pia, you?
I'll go first. But I would have to say that your question puts it in the past tense. What
it
obstacles
does.
We have to overcome? And I would say that since everything spirals around from what we have understood about life, there is no end of the challenges to overcome. They just continue, but they continue on a different level and in another form. So like everybody on the planet, we have had our share. We have had health challenges, financial challenges, career challenges, all manner of things that have opened up us our awareness to higher and higher levels. I would guess the quickest way to answer your question would be to say that Cullen and I both gave up very lucrative, productive careers. I was a clinical psychologist and had a really good practice. And when the Pleiadian group LARCMA started spontaneously speaking to Cullen and me simultaneously, which we had never expected, but how could we say it wasn't going to happen? We'd been talking to different realms all of our life, but we were surprised by that. And we talked to them for some number of months, and then they said, now will you take our message into the world? And we had to think about it. I had to face my colleagues and say, well, I'm hearing voices, and a whole bunch of psychologists, and they just laughed. But luckily, they all supported me because I had a really good reputation with what I did, and they were interested in this evolving communication between interdimensional or interstellar people. So it worked out really well. So the short answer to all of that is every challenge, as we see it, is an opportunity for something else to open.
Wow. And you know what? You're right about that. I mean, every day I'm finding like something new, but I want to talk to you about this later on. I wonder if it is Jupiter in Sagittarius or not, but let's get to Cullen on this.
Well, interestingly enough, I would probably speak pretty closely to what Pia just told you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Pia and I should speak about myself specifically, but mm-hmm. Pia and I experienced interesting and wonderful things since childhood. We were involved with fairies, little people, other dimensional situations when we were kids. But our parents didn't do the usual thing of saying, oh, yes, we know that everybody has special little invisible friends and you'll grow out of it and you'll get into something different and you'll find a new way of living. Well, apparently, for me and Pia, that never happened. We continued to be involved with other realms, other dimensions. And that did cause challenges for us because people thought we were a little odd, a little different, to say the least. And so meeting this group of interstellar beings was surprising on one hand, but actually on the other hand, it seemed to be in the actual flow of what we would be doing. So I would say that the work that we're choosing to do now is exactly the spiraling, repeating, cyclical situation that we've always been wanting to do and are here to do and to complete. So this seems to be the absolute perfect thing for Pia and me to be involved with.
I want to ask you both, and thank you for today, and thank you for joining me here today. I have found in this is my 15th year. We're actually celebrating 15 years. We haven't really started to kind of talk about that very much, but I didn't think I'd last 15 minutes in doing something I loved. And here I am. And I doubted myself. And on April 1st in 04, I got very, very sick. So I learned about various forms of energy. I learned about personalities. I learned about different things through most of my life, my challenges. My mother committed suicide when I was 6. I was homeless at 17, and I was arrested at 19. I must say that arrest didn't stick. But the point is this. My mom used to say, "What don't kill you, make you stronger." She was from the South, my stepmom. What I now know today is it does make you stronger, and sometimes it makes you smarter or wiser. But I was struck by the book and the new calendar and the new energy. And I must ask you to talk about an evolution that you point to in the book. And I don't have another word for it. Evolution's the only word I have. I don't have another word. It's probably like you say, it's a universal energy that doesn't necessarily have an evolution. It just keeps moving. But I want to ask you, where have we come from and how did we get to where we are now and where are we going based on your life's work? There, I've said it. Pia, well, do you want to start?
That's wonderful. We'll start with where have we come from. What we have learned along our path is that we are human and we are made of the physicalness of this earth, the chemicals, the carbon-based form that is part of our nature. But we also have stardust in our makeup because part of us comes from the stars. We have ancestors that are different from us, that are not in physical form, that are star beings. And somewhere along the line, we got integrated into a new form of human, way past the Cro-Magnon man. We became something different. And that something different had an opportunity to learn in a different way. And it was called consciousness. Consciousness is not about how smart we are and how much we use our brains. Consciousness, according to Cullen and me, is how much we use our hearts. And these spirals of consciousness that take us from where we've been to where we're going are all about how we open our heart and learn to listen to the wisdom of the heart rather than getting trapped into things within our brain. One of the things that brought us to where we are now is the fact that we have, as a culture, all modern cultures have focused upon knowledge and intelligence as being the highest thing that we can aspire to. And we feel that that instills historical blocks. It instills learning things about particular patterns that we're told have to be the truth, when the heart knows the truth is much bigger than that. So if we rely only on what the brain has shown us or what we've learned from experience, we sort of get trapped into a box. And that's where humanity is breaking out now. We are breaking out of the box, breaking out of the old pattern, and moving into other possibilities that we don't even know what they are yet. It's a very exciting time.
I think it's an exciting time. And I also think I love what you said. I want to hear from Cullen. I love this breaking out of the box.
I'm just going to say one thing, and then Cullen will take off with this. But Cullen has a favorite phrase about bad training, and that is right on point about how we got to be where we are and what we need to do to go further.
Well, I would like to talk about an anthropological or an archaeological look at what we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. We as humans have repeated the same old patterns, the same old cycles, the same old behaviors, the same old belief systems for eons. We have continually not learned from history, not learned from our experiences, and we have repeated mistake after mistake after mistake. And I think what's happening right now, and this dovetails with what you said at the very beginning, Dr. Pat, You said you felt that 2019 was going to be a new situation, a new beginning.
Yeah.
And I agree with you completely. I think the time is finally here for the energies to burst open and that we are going to create something new. We are creating something new through the understanding of conscious energy. And I think we are going to see changes that will spin our beliefs, spin our heads, and spin everything we thought was real and safe and normal.
So we're talking about Palladian Earth Energy. That's the book, Palladian Earth Energy Astrology. I halfway pronounce Palladian right. I think part of my ancestral other cosmic partner wants me to say something different sometimes. But we are talking about, you know, the energy that for many of us, I don't know how to say this, Colin, but I think this is what we're talking about. There's something we feel inside of us, but yet it's not quite inside of us, meaning it's not inside the body per se, but it's part of us. There's something we feel is part of us. I think it's that thing that calls us forward to speak up when we surprisingly don't think we can, to lift up a card when we don't think we have the energy to lift it up to save our child. There's just something. There's something here, and there's an energy here now to support it, I think, that I wasn't seeing last year. Maybe it was just me. Can you talk about that from this spiral of consciousness and how it affects us here as human beings?
Well, absolutely. That is much of what this book and the research that we've been involved with for so many years is actually completely about. I think that feeling you're talking about is the understanding, not in the brain, not in the mind, but in the heart, of we're connected to something greater than who we are personally. And I think that feeling or that wisdom is getting us to understand that we have to do things differently and that there is a unity consciousness out there that we're all part of. Mm-hmm. And I think we each have a feeling about that inside ourselves. And when you say maybe we remember it or maybe it feels familiar, it is absolutely familiar. And I think we're breaking barriers and boundaries at this point, probably starting now in 2019, that will allow us to be more connected, more conscious, and more involved in what the heart is showing us what and how to do, rather than following just the mind.
Mm. You know, this is for many folks, for those of you tuning in, I want to make sure you know we've got 4 copies, Benny, of this fabulous book to give away. I'd like to start doing that now, but also can we all talk about, I would like to open up the phone lines for people for later on in the show to, you know, call in, ask questions. Would you mind telling our listeners how that will work for them?
We will answer any question that we can. If they call in on your show and want to ask a question, we'll answer from whatever wisdom we can share with them happily.
We'd be happy to do that.
Beautiful. 1-800-930-2819. Let's give away our first copy of the book. 1-800-930-2819. I want to ask you this question. And it is a question that's come up in the book several times for me. And then I want to talk about some of the collective shadow cycles and other things. But what is the difference between universal energy and earth energy? And the reason I ask that question is because we get the word energy being used a lot now. Thank you for that. But sometimes we talk about energy, the universe, and then we talk about the earth. I'd like to know the relationship between universal energy and earth energy.
Certainly. Earth energy describes our energetic and physical experience here in the earth plane. There are 20 of the earth energies within this system, and they basically describe absolutely everything we can experience. They go from just simply the essence of being, to breathing, to listening, to planting seeds or ideas, to moving, movement, transcending things, remembering about things, loving each other, being devoted, feeling everything we feel, making choices, making explorations, healing, our vision, seeing things, intuition, how we evolve, how we self-regulate when we get out of balance, how we catalyze others by things that we say or do, and how we can bring light into our continuing evolution. All of those are different ways of being here on Earth. And each of those different categories, those 20 different categories, has either a high vibration or a low vibration. So on any given day that's carrying one of those energies, you can experience the high end of the vibration or the low end of the vibration, depending on how you interact with it. Now, each person here on Earth also is aligned with a specific Earth energy. And that means that when you engage with another person, you also can experience them either as the high end of that energy or the low end of that energy. That is compared to the universal energies. There are 13 universal energies, and the universal energies are basically cosmic law. These are things that apply outside of Earth, everywhere in the universe. It's a whole different set of things because they express how we perceive things here on Earth, and yet it's a cosmic plan. They begin in a cycle of one, which is an energy of initiation, and they go all the way through, building one upon the other until they get to 12, which is the energy of understanding. And then the final one is something that's missing in Western astrology. It's the energy of 13, which is completing. And that is the point where we integrate everything we've experienced from the universal energies in a 13-day period. And then we start the spiral over again. So when we get to 13 and one's going to start the next day, we have a choice. We can either continue on the spiral if we're making conscious choices and we get to go somewhere new, or if we've not been paying attention, we can say, I'm going to pay attention and start now and start around the spiral.
Mm. I want to ask both of you a couple of questions. One question is, and this is an interesting question. I know that books like this aren't written like yesterday. See, a lot of times when we do shows like this and we give away books and we have you both come on and you share your life's work, you share the messages you're being asked to bring forward, a lot of times we forget when this process started for you to bring forward this message. And I want to ask you about it because, as I said, you didn't write the book yesterday, but it's showing up in the world right now today, I think, at a time that it's most needed. Can you tell me about what the writing process was about and how did writing this book, how did it change you?
Oh, you get to ask the how do we change you. Cullen will answer that part. I'll tell you about the writing
All
part.
Right. Okay.
That is a great question. This book, this revolutionary new idea of astrology, which is founded on energy, not time, has been percolating within Pia and me, I think, for a long, long time. We've been actually doing the research, and we've been playing with this system for over 10 years. And we didn't want to introduce it to the public until we were sure that it worked and that it made sense. And we have done amazing things with this new system. One of them is we have retroactively looked at occurrences in the world around us and used the system to show us that those things happened absolutely within the exact energy of what the system describes.
We also used the energy, and this is the beginning, I guess, of right. You ask how we wrote the book. The beginning process was our understanding, as the Pleiades explained it to us, about shadow cycles, which are periods that if you don't know about them, you think you've got a string of bad luck days or bad hair days. But once you understand that they happen at a particular time in a cyclical manner, you can see that they're opportunities for doing things differently. And if you don't do them differently, you do suffer. It makes a really uncomfortable period of time. So we started not only retroactively looking at what was happening at the world, but we started looking at things within ourselves and within our relationship. And if we had a moment of tension or we were arguing about something, we would go back and look at that later, and we could see how the energies were saying conflict today, come to a resolution. Or the energies were pointing out, this is a good day not to get involved in a big discussion. It was right there in front of us. So with that knowledge, we started realizing we really had to put this in a form to help other people, because it was absolutely changing us and helping us to evolve. We no longer enter into shadow cycles in the way we used to. When we used to go through them, we started, of course, doing it retroactively, looking back. And then we started predicting, okay, this could be a rough time, or this is a time we have a chance to grow. And then all of a sudden, somewhere along, there was a spontaneous shift. And now when a shadow cycle comes along, it's like, oh boy, what am I going to learn now?
It's turned from a challenge for us, these shadow cycles, into opportunities of growth. Instead of seeing them, as Pia described, as a string of challenge days, or I like to call them bad hair days, what we realized was that we could actually use this information to more smoothly, with much more grace and flow, move through those shadow cycles and look at not only our part, but all other relationships, whether it's a couple or a business relationship, a friendly relationship, whatever it might be. We realized that it would be predictable to say, on this day, I should be absolutely more caring, more giving, more compassionate. And we started to see that it worked, that it really, truly made a difference.
When you're in a relationship and you are discovering something like this together and you have an amazing partner to work with, it really helps to have the shadow cycle set in front of you. So when you start having old patterns of emotion or actions or speech or anything coming up, you can reflect back and forth to each other and you can move through it and you can change it. And it really, really deepens and broadens any relationship that's willing to do things that way.
Yeah. Can I ask you this question? I'm really struck by a number of things right now. And I don't really, I used to consider them paradoxes. And I think that was a word that I just latched onto for a while. And I don't really see them as paradoxes. I see things right now kind of in the way that you talk about in cycles of things. Now, that's my word. That's not your word. So when we come back, I want to talk about what it means to chart the spirals of consciousness and how this shows up in our lives, not just today or every day, but in the cycles that I could see in my own life and the questions I ask myself today about direction, or that I ask, you know, spirit, you know, what is mine to do today? What is the energy of that I feel? When we come back, we're going to be talking about, you know, this idea of creating, and why are we so dang confused about duality? What about that really does confuses us, but yet at our hearts, we just love that concept. Let's take a short break. 1-800-930-2819. Another copy of the book, give it away right now. We're taking your questions. Please, please bring your questions to the forefront. If you don't want to come on air, we certainly will be able to give them to Benny. And when we come back, more with the show, we're going to give you lots of information, how you can connect, how you can get a copy of the book, that and much more. We'll be right back.
Join Jennifer Noel Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. It's been said that whatever you believe, you are. When you take charge with your positive thoughts and beliefs, you are the creator of your perceptions. You have the power to shift your reality. When you begin to shift your beliefs, the universe will dream a bigger dream for you than you ever imagined. Believe in your dreams, and every part of your world can open up in new and glorious ways, because everything is possible. I'd love for you to join me on Grow Your Soul Radio with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Yep, that's what I'm talking about. Lady and Earth, energy, astrology, charting the spirals of consciousness. Dr. Pierre Orlean. Am I saying your name right? Is it Orlean or is it Orlean?
Orlean.
Orlean. And Colin Barrett Smith joining me here today. Fabulous, fabulous book. 1-800-930-2819. Love to give another copy of the book away. And certainly we're taking your questions. But before we talk about duality and a couple of other things too, I want to know, how can people find out more about you? Copies of the book, where can they go? Any and everything you'd like to tell people about how they can connect with you, please do.
Thank you. Well, we have two websites that people can check out. And on the websites, we have pages that show where you can order all of our books. And we have other services that show everything that we do. The first website is www.larkmaa.com. And that website is primarily about this trilogy of books that Larkma has given us. This Pleiadian Earth Energy Astrology, Charting Spirals of Consciousness, is the third one in a trilogy. So this website focuses on the Pleiadian work. It also offers, we have international live calls that people can join in for free once a month, where for the first time ever, we're offering a collaborative international call that we'll be doing in February, where we'll be joining with another collective of interdimensional energy that brings in love. And they will be in a dialogue with the Pleiadians that we work with, which is a totally new concept, something we've never done before. Information about that is on the website as well. The other website we have is Pia Orlean, PIAORLEANE.com. And on that website, it has Pleiadian Earth Energy Astrology charts, because I actually will do personal charts for people to help them go beyond the depth of the book if they want to look at their personal life, their relationships, the gifts and talents of their child, their own shadow cycles. I do all of that work there. So that website would show all of that. And I think you can find links to almost anything on those two sites, to everything that we do.
Both of the sites are quite comprehensive. They list all the things we do, upcoming events, and things that we're interested in to share with the world. So they're both really fun websites to look at and touch into.
I love it. Thank you both so much. And I did forget to mention LARCMA.
That's okay.
I'm not sure it's okay. That's why I just thought I had to say it right there. Not sure that was okay. A couple of things I want to talk about, and I do want to talk about duality. And, you know, once upon a time, I was introduced to duality. But first, let me answer Benny's question, because he's busy answering phones. We have 4 copies of the book to give away, Benny. Duality. The first time I was introduced into the term, it must have been in a psychotherapy session, right? I mean, I just told you a little bit about my childhood. That's only the iceberg of how much time I spent in therapy when I was younger. And so this idea of duality for me, as it was explained to me, has gotten a bad rap. I don't see it as a bad thing. And I don't use good, bad words a lot on the show, but we do look at it and say, like that energy, right? Like, not the duality thing again. And I think I'm one of these people. I'm just like, oh man, we just need to embrace all of that. What do you all say about, what does LARCMA say about it?
What I want to say quickly, Pia has something to say, but I'm just going to interject this quickly. Yeah. We have a completely different outlook about duality. Mm-hmm. As you just eloquently explained, duality does have somewhat of a negative or ouch sort of feeling about it. We have a different look about it, and that is that humans are totally confused about the actual meaning or the essence of duality. Go ahead, Pia.
Well, you just said what I was going to, so thank you. We all have each other's thoughts. The primary thing that LARCMA has taught us about duality is that duality is about showing both perspectives. If we don't honor duality, if we only side up with one side of duality, it's like holding a penny in your hand and only thinking that one side is the whole picture and anything on the other side is wrong, instead of recognizing that it takes both sides to get the whole picture of what a penny is. Well, it's the same thing with everything that is opposites. Each opposite that we encounter is meant to help us grow and meant to help us engage in opposite energy to understand it better. Not fight about it, not say this is wrong and this is right, but instead say, oh, another way to look at things.
One of the ways we look at this is, instead of saying something's right or wrong, mm-hmm. which happens with most people in their daily encounters with every energy, what we like to say is there are actually 2 rights, not a right and a wrong. They are simply different perspectives that can come together and make a completely whole view of what's truly going on, to remove the confusion of, well, is it light, dark, black, white, hot, cold? Instead of looking at it like that, we can now look at it as saying it takes both sides to make a complete understanding, to make a wholeness out of everything that comes to us.
You know, that leads me to the conversation about cycles. And I want to talk about this, and we could probably spend and do a good 2 or 3 hours talking about the level of detail and the cycles and how they work and what you've put in the book. Not only that, not just talking about them, but then looking at, you know, the tables you've included in the book, whether it be the table about vortex days, which I want to talk to you about because one of them happened to land on my birthday last year. And I'm just like, what does that mean? And it's like, oh boy. And then I want to talk about the cycles, but I also want to talk about them from a consciousness growth perspective. Because every time I hear the word cycle, what I think about is going through a phase of something, at least in my life, where I've come out of it in a cyclical way, knowing more about myself, more about my life, and more about who I can become. I don't know more about the earth. I don't know more about, you know, intelligent things, but I've learned about myself in a way that I wouldn't be able to learn about myself otherwise. And I want to ask about the way you talk about these cycles and conscious awareness. Can you talk about them and the importance of them, especially in terms of what we're stepping into this year?
Absolutely. I would like to say that I think a large number of people on this planet are very confused about cycles because they get it confused with the word circle and they think it's a closed loop and they do the same thing over and over and over again. Right. A true cycle, and the way that we've been taught about cycles, is a spiral. It goes all the way around, but by the time you get to the end, you've learned something, as you just mentioned, and you go up to the next level. So you're continually evolving in awareness and consciousness as you cycle around.
Which gives you the ability, as you said a minute ago, Dr. Pat, to learn something new. The end of each cycle of a spiral brings you to a new place of looking back and going, oh, well, I made those choices. Maybe they weren't so grand. I can make new choices now through a different kind of consciousness.
And the reason this is so very important at this particular time is because we have shaped our entire lives as a species on linear progress. But life is not linear. Life spirals around. You can look at fractal designs and every single leaf and plant on the planet and see that everything spirals. Nothing is linear. And yet we think and we teach our children that we have to go from left to right to learn to read, and we have to go forward always in an arrow of time and progress. And we measure our entire lives by time and linear thought. And it's so important now to let go of that, to release the old patterns and to open up into a spiraling form of awareness that can only be born from the heart.
We can use cycles and patterns as a learning ground, as a place where we can look at what we've done, who we've been, and as that cycle comes around in the spiral, we can say, ah, wow, I can do this differently. I can use more conscious choice to move ahead. And each time we do that, we get to a higher and higher vibratory platform or plateau. And that's what gives us the ability to grow and grow and grow.
You know, in the book, you also talk about in such beautiful, beautiful, not only detail, but completely descriptive. And it's almost like you give us a blueprint, I want to call it, for how to be more aware of these cycles. And then being in a place of not just being more aware, but my sense is there's a call to action here. And I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, I don't know if that's just me, that I like to take action about things, but I also like to spend some conceptual times visualizing. Is this a call to action for us?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. In fact, that's the reason that we designed the calendar to go with the book so that people can actually look at the calendar and see where their Gregorian dates are and how they line up with the Pleiadian Earth energies and begin to navigate their lives by energy rather than by time. That's the whole idea, is changing consciousness so that we begin to think in cycles, in spirals, rather than thinking in linear progress.
And 2019 is the perfect, I'm gonna say something that may sound funny, because we use energy rather than time in our mm-hmm. system. But this is the perfect time, I guess pun intended, for us to stand up and really talk about and discuss what's really important in the world, in the universe. And for some reason, 2019 seems to be the energetic portal, gateway, opportunity for this to be happening in a different way than it has ever been available to people on Earth before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, and I love to use myself as an example, because I didn't really get it until I read your book. And then I zoomed in on a few dates. I had a birthday this year. December 11th is my birthday. And usually on my birthday, it's not just a big celebration. I'm not a big celebration person. But I don't remember a birthday in my life where I've had a tough birthday, except I think was my 11th birthday, where my stepmom got caught shoplifting. And, you know, that was shoplifting for my birthday. But this birthday, December 11th of this year, it was a day that was so much energy about removing the old. It was about, I can't describe it, sharp transformation. That's a strange word, right? Sharp transformation. It was a day where I had to make some very tough decisions, but I had to be firm in my conviction. Yet at the same time, I had to be still to get some insight. And then I looked up the date in your book and I thought, I don't even understand what this means. And I started to look, oh, wait a minute, that was a vortex day. Then I actually looked the date up in the table. And I wanted to talk about this from your perspective. I certainly didn't have a frame to explain it, but your book explains it and explains the energy of it. Let's talk about that and how the book can not just be a way to explain things, but to be a way to prepare oneself.
So you're talking about experiencing the essence of your being.
Yes.
That particular day was a being energy, which took you down to your core of the yeah. individual who is Pat. And that is something that this book can help people figure out on a daily basis. It takes you into, what am I about? What is this calling that I'm feeling to change and to become something different? That's an amazing awareness that you had. And to be able to look at the vortex days just tells you and assures anybody who's listening. Those vortex days are days where the reality is a little more potent and what our experience is a little more shaking and unsettling.
Well, vortex days are absolutely auspicious days for going deeper, being more radically able to really look at ourselves and what's going on around us. So having a vortex day on a birthday would make that birthday an especially different, and I mean different, underlined and asterisked, different day for anyone who experiences that.
Yeah. And there was no question. I had never, that I could remember in my life, had a day. It was so pivotal for me in exploring who I was in that day based on what I was, you know, about to create here for my business and the network. And I had to make a I had to face myself. I had another day like that in 1990 where I faced myself literally in the mirror and I went back into work and boy, something happened. I wasn't going to implement a downsizing program. And that was my job as an executive. So I've had these days, but the way that you describe them in the book now, I believe for many people who read the book, we're going to have an understanding so that it's not going to be daunting. Do you know what I mean? See, yeah. Now that I look back at that, I get it. There was a call to action for me.
What you're describing, Dr. Pat, is why we wrote the book, why we did the research, why we've been so involved with this energy understanding is because what you're describing is exactly how everybody can be helped in understanding their lives.
Mm. And the vortex days affect all of us collectively, but if they happen on a particular day like your own personal birthday, you get a double whammy. Because what they're doing for us as a collective is they're bringing forth the universal energy and the earth energy spirals or cycles together at one potent time to see what's possible out in the universe and here on earth. Not just to be stuck in our regular earthly view, but to actually see greater, as Cullen said, opportunities and possibilities. I think it's quite auspicious it happened on your birthday.
I think it is. And you know, I went back in the book, and let's talk about this. I know we have a few minutes left, and I want people to understand what you brought forward here. I went back to the date that I came home one day in 1978, and I went to go into my house and to change to go to work, and on the front lawn was all of my belongings. It was literally my first day of homelessness. And that day was 10 days, I think, or 11 days, I was trying to remember, before I had to start my job. And it was like it was July 19th. I remember July 19th. And I looked it up in your book. And when I went to the book about July 19th, 1978, the word transcending showed up. And I thought, okay, I'm starting to see how this works. I really think that the book is so important for us to understand the energy of what's happening, not just in the world, but how we are in it and not fear it. See, not fear it. Now that I look at this, I feel like there's an understanding that your book helps us then breathe more and know what to do. And I know we've got a few minutes left. I want to ask that question. Is this that book that will give us clues that perhaps are not of this earth, that are given to us in a way that helps us to bring focus on that which we were meant to focus on?
Amazing question and a fantastic summary of the book. Yes. And yes,
that is precisely what we are trying to do through this work.
Your summary is an invitation to all of your listeners to invite themselves to be able to explore a different possibility, listen to the call of where we're supposed to be heading, and to find a way to do it with joy, to be able to see all those challenges as opportunities and learn to do things differently, to break out of the linear consciousness that we've been restricted by for so long and begin to be free because we're listening with our hearts and connecting with interdimensional beings throughout the universe.
Mm. Wow. Thank you both. I must ask you, I know that there's so much more that we want to know, and I know you both have an opportunity to share it. Again, how can we get a copy of the book? How can we find out more about each of you? And then how can we also continue to learn more?
We have two websites. The first one I'll give you is our website that's specifically about this book and the trilogy of the Pleiadian books. It's www.larkmaa.com. And it lists all of the international live events that we do. It lists the weekly messages that we send out. It has places where you can buy the books. It has all the information that you would want about this particular work, and then more some.
The calendar, the 2019 calendar that we produced to come out simultaneously with the book is also available on this website.
The other website is Pia Orlean, PIAORLEANE.com. And that website was built originally because I won a Nautilus Gold Award for my book, Sacred Retreat, last year. And that book, if you don't know what the Nautilus Awards are, it's Better Books for a Better World. Mm-hmm. So that website was starting to be focused for that particular book, but we started linking it because now it has astrology charts on there for people who want to take this work into a deeper place. I do astrological charts specifically for individuals, for their children, for relationships, to help people understand how personally they can engage with the energies and learn and grow.
And coincidentally, the book that Pia just mentioned, Sacred Retreat, that came out approximately a year ago, is all about cycles. It's an amazing compendium of information about how cycles affect everything in our lives, everything on Earth, everything in the universe. So actually, that work that she did personally is so connected with the work that we do together.
Wow. Okay. I want to thank you both. Thank you for joining me here today. Thank you for sharing this information. One last question. I got about a minute left, and I want to know, what is your personal message? What would you each like to leave us with today?
There's two opposing energies, love and fear. Open your heart, step into the love, and look the fear in the face, and it will go away. We have an amazing journey ahead of us. And if we hold hands and go into it together with love, it's going to be fantastic for our evolution.
And the rest of that is that the consciousness that's available right now in 2019 is all about creating a unity amongst all energies, whether that's personal energy, global energy, universal energy. Energy is everything, and energy has intelligence, and unifying energy is the best thing we can do together.
Wow. Thank you both. Thank you both for all that you do. Thank you so much for giving us an option that opens up a mega door for possibilities. Hey, everybody, another hour coming up on Transformation Talk Radio. You know, you rock. See you next time. Let's go.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.